The hadith of the slave woman, hadith al-jariya, is classified as inconsistent, muttarib. This means that it was reported in a number of ways with variations in the text. The scholars of hadith judged the hadith, whose narrations in their apparent meaning cannot be reconciled, as a weak hadith. Nevertheless, even the scholars who deemed it acceptable did not take it to mean that Allah occupies the sky. In explaining the hadith, An-Nawawi said that the question "Ayn Allah" is a question about the rank, not the location. Allah is not bound by locations. Ayna, in its literal meaning, is a query about location. According to the Arabic language, it can also mean a query about status. The question means, how much do you glorify Allah? The slave woman's response, "Fi sama," affirmed her belief in Allah having a high status. It did not imply restricting Allah to a location. It is not permissible to believe that the Prophet asked her about the location, nor is it permissible to believe that she meant Allah occupies the sky. In the book Al-Risala Al-Qushayriya by Abu al-Qasim Al-Qushayri, Imam Ali said, "The question of where, that is location, does not apply to the one who created the whereabouts." Abu Hanifa stated in his book Al-Fiqh Al-Absat, "Allah existed eternally before creating the places. He existed and no place or creation existed. He is the creator of all things. Moreover, Allah said, 'Laysa kamithlihi shay'." Surah Ash-Shura ayah 11 means, "Nothing is like Allah in any way." A hadith related by Al-Bukhari and others also means, "Allah existed eternally, and eternally nothing else existed."